The epistle for the feast of the Ascension of our Lord is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. The former treatise I made, O Theophilus, of all things which Jesus began to do and to teach until the day on which, giving commandments by the Holy Ghost to the apostles, whom he had chosen, he was taken up, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many proofs, for 40 days appearing to them, and speaking of the kingdom of God. And eating together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but should wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard, saith he, by my mouth. For John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. They therefore, who were come together, asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? But he said to them, It is not for you to know the times or moments which the Father hath put in his own power, but you shall receive the power of the Holy Ghost coming upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had said these things, while they looked on, he was raised up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they were beholding him going up to heaven, behold, two men stood by them in white garments, who also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye looking up to heaven? This Jesus, who is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come as you have seen him going into heaven. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 16. At that time, as the 11 were at table, Jesus appeared to them, and he upbraided them with their incredulity and hardness of heart, because they did not believe them who had seen him after he was risen again. And he said to them, Go ye into the whole world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. And the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God. But they going forth preached everywhere, the Lord working withal, and confirming the word with signs that followed. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Grant, Almighty God, that we too may dwell in spirit in the heavenly mansions. These words are taken from the collect of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It was in the year 397, my dear friends, that the holy bishop and saint of Tours, Martin, lay on his deathbed. After his conversion to the faith in the year 335, St. Martin of Tours spent his life performing great acts of charity, practicing great Christ-like virtues such as humility and patience. And thus, in every way, he tried to imitate and follow Christ. And therefore, while on his deathbed, St. Martin had great confidence in the thought that his divine master had gone to prepare a place for him on the first Ascension Thursday. As he lay there, though, one of his religious said to him, Father Martin, why don't you lay on your side? It would bring you some relief from the terrible pain that afflicts you. St. Martin gently answered this religious, Leave me, my son, to contemplate heaven rather than earth. Do not disturb me as I meditate on the path my Savior took to heaven. That path that my soul will soon have to follow to go to be united with my God and my Savior forever. Now today, my dear friends, on this Feast of the Ascension, the Church desires that we too raise our hearts and our minds towards the thought of heaven, so that we may even now begin to dwell, as it were, with our Lord who has gone before us. Our Lord had made reference to his ascension in his discourse after the Last Supper. He had actually said to the apostles on the night of the Last Supper, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you," he said, "I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you also may be." And these words our Lord was referring to his own ascension that was to take place almost 40 days after. Commenting on these words, St. Leo the Great once said that Christ's ascension is our own ascension, for our body has the hope of one day being where its glorious head has preceded it. And by these words, he means that Christ is our head and we are his members. And as his members, we are totally dependent upon him. On Good Friday, the crucified Christ put to death sin. On Easter Sunday, the risen Christ raised us up to the life of grace. And today, Ascension Thursday, our triumphant Savior raises us up to heaven. The Ascension is then a feast of joyful hope. It really is a sweet foretaste of heaven. By his death, Christ has secured for us the right to go to heaven. And now by his Ascension, he has personally prepared each individual person's place in heaven, a place that they will occupy for all eternity. But there is something more, my dear friends. There is something more that we must do. It is not enough to believe. We must also do something that we may indeed occupy our place in heaven someday. Our Lord once said, "Where thy treasure is, there also is thy heart." That is, what a man values here on earth, that is where his heart is. If a man values the things of the world, his heart is in those things. If a man values, God forbid, the sinful things of the world, that is where his heart is. But if Christ is our treasure, then we will value Christ here. And by that I mean we will strive to live in the state of sanctifying grace. We will strive to receive the sacraments as often as possible. We will be faithful to our daily prayers. And if Christ is our treasure, how we will strive to avoid the occasions of mortal sin. Even as we will ever strive each day to be good sons and daughters of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and we will take to heart her message at Fatima, to pray the rosary every day and to stop offending her son. For the wages of sin, as St. Paul once said, is death, but the grace of God is life everlasting. Let us then, my dear friends, make Christ the one and only treasure of our hearts here and now, so that when death shall call us, when death shall call us to Him, we will be able to say with St. Martin of Tours, "Do not disturb me as I meditate on my path to my Savior, which He took to heaven. That path my soul will soon have to follow to go and be united to my God and my Savior forever." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.